Welcome to Term 4, 2023. My goodness, this year has been absolutely rabbiting along, and for most of our community, while the last 2 weeks was an opportunity for being able to rest and seek respite and refresh, there's been a lot that's also gone over the 2 weeks, which I'll talk about in just a moment. But the HSC begins today, and so I do want to shout out to our Year 12s. I trust, gentlemen, that you're well prepared, calm and ready to be able to take that on. Our thoughts and our prayers are with you right through to November the 3rd, at which point, of course, the HSC for 2023 comes to a close. Last week, I had the opportunity to travel with the Chair of Council, Mr. Ken Chapman, and some other members of staff to Groote Eylandt, where the school signed a memorandum of understanding with the Groote Eylandt Language Group. It has been a partnership that we've been building and working on over the last 12 months or so, and we have been doing so through city-country partnerships, which is with the Yaramuru Foundation. Now, the intention is that over the next 12 to 18 months, we'll start to put some plans together on the kinds of activities we'll be able to partner in over the years to come. In particular, we've been looking for an opportunity for our boys to be able to have a top-end residential experience. And so we're very hopeful that in the years to come and not too distant future, we'll be able to have some of our boys, perhaps those in Year 9, that are able to have an immersive experience in the top end of Australia as part of their education at the school. In other news, the school has received a record number of HSC drama nominations for possible inclusion in On Stage. Well done to the drama department and those students on this incredible achievement. We also wish to congratulate the 4 students nominated for music. Over the break, our under-14s rugby teams travelled to France for a rugby tour, which included attending the Rugby World Cup. And in other rugby news, we had 4 Kingsmen selected into the Australian Rugby Under-18 squad. And congratulations to our first 15 coach, Jimmy Hilgendorf, who also joined the boys as one of the team coaches. As we gear up now for the summer sports season, the school held a number of holiday camps over the break, including basketball, cricket, rowing and water polo, and so we look forward to kicking off the new season this very weekend for another double round of sport in the GPS. The King's School History Tour spent 12 days touring sites in Greece and Turkey, and students had the opportunity to visit several historic sites, also taking the time to visit and reflect at Gallipoli, arriving at Anzac Cove and paying homage to the fallen. 30 students from our years 8 and 9 travelled to New Caledonia to immerse themselves in the French and Melanesian culture as part of their studies in French. Today, we commissioned our 2024 school monitors, as witnessed by their parents, the boys of the senior school and our staff. Our new monitors have already embraced their new leadership responsibilities, and we look forward to seeing how they lead our school over the next year or so. And some of our executive monitors shared their thoughts with us, and here's what they've got to say.
To me, serving the community means first and foremost caring about others. It means understanding their needs and who they are and what they believe in, and also empathising with their perspective, whatever it may be. And I think King's moving forward this year, one of our goals as the monitors is going to be to ensure that we're empathising with everyone and relating with everyone, and making sure that the King's community is one that cares about each other and empathises with each other.
So over the last kind of term holiday break, we got together as an executive team and kind of worked on what we thought our vision for this next year was going to be. And we're kind of basing it on empathy and improving yourself for the benefit of others. That's our main goal, and we're going to look at different ways throughout the year that we can do that in terms of smaller initiatives. But in terms of, you know, a vision for this next year, that's what we're looking at.
And so, happy day one of term 4 as we march on towards Christmas. As you can see, there's always a lot on at the King's School. And so again, welcome back to our families, welcome back to our staff, and we look forward to a fast and furious term 4 at the King's School.